I know the story about Michael Jordan meeting Muhammad Ali.
Oh, that'd been awesome.
And like Michael Jordan, I mean, he's freaking Michael Jordan.
Right.
I mean, everyone kind of, you know, awes and gasps when they see him. Well, Michael Jordan was floored when he saw Muhammad Ali walk around the corner. He didn't know he was coming. It was the NBA Finals Game 1, 97 versus the Jazz.
Uh-huh.
And Muhammad Ali walked around a corner and made some witty remark about Jordan and said, I can't remember what it was, though. It was some funny joke about him being shorter than Ali and bald. And Jordan was just floored that Ali was there. Stories like that are really cool.
Yeah, you know, you've had the opportunity to meet several sports celebrities.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And I'm not a celebrity myself.
Right.
I am, but I'm not. But it's always cool, like, to see, like, first time I ever met Jerry Sloan, sharing a popcorn with him in a VIP room before a Celtics Stars game. That was unreal.
I bet it was.
Like, Jerry Sloan, yeah. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. It's freaking Jerry Sloan.
Yeah.
When I met the Big Show.
The former coach of the Utah.
Yeah, sorry. Former and Hall of Fame coach. If you don't know him, then you don't know basketball.
That was
met the Big
Show.
Yeah, and that was more terrifying than anything. Sheamus was terrifying.
You know, there's two that made me fanboys.
Mm-hmm.
One of them when I got to meet Charlie Daniels.
Oh, yes.
And I actually had dinner with Charlie Daniels. The Devil went down to Georgia, and then I had the opportunity not to meet him face to face, but to talk to him on the phone. Tommy Smothers of the Smothers Brothers.
Oh yeah,
and I became a fanboy, so I understand what Chris Jericho went through. That's kind of interesting. Why don't you look and see if you can find this rocker's name while I go through a couple other news items? Okay,
I will,
because I would love to know who this was.
I'm gonna find this.
Sports Illustrated is reporting now that Ronda Rousey is near a deal for her to become an official part of the WWE.
By the way, that just tells you how garbage UFC is right now.
Yeah.
That they're losing people like Ronda Rousey.
Yeah. She has been training. She has been training at the Full Sail University. It looks like they're trying to prepare a possible WrestleMania thing for her. You remember she did appear with The Rock, did a spot with Stephanie in 2015. Now, I got to tell you, this past weekend, December the 9th, I was not feeling very well. My wife had some things that she wanted to do, and I said, hey, you know, I'm not feeling good. There's no reason for you to stay at home. She went off and did a couple of things, so I was by myself all day long, and I decided to watch Memphis Heat. Memphis Heat is a great documentary about professional wrestling from Memphis, Tennessee. If you ever get a chance to watch it, you need to do so. But about that time, I went on the Facebook and I sent a message to the Facebook page for Memphis Heat and trying to set up an interview now with the director of that. Hopefully, we'll be able to touch base with him. I also watched a movie that starred Dean Ambrose.
Ooh.
It was 12 Rounds, number 3, action-packed cop movie where Dean Ambrose was a cop coming back after being shot. He found some corruption in the police department, and all he had was a gun that had 12 rounds, hence the name. Okay? So it was a pretty decent movie. I really enjoyed it.
That's who it is, Keith Richards.
Oh, he got to meet Keith Richards?
Yeah.
He got to meet Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones. Yeah. And so you said that Vince McMahon is also
a huge
fan
of the Rolling Stones. Yeah.
I read Keith Richards' biography one time.
Oh, did you?
That man messed up.
Yeah, he had some strange moments.
It is amazing that he is still alive.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. 205 star Rich Swann has been arrested in Florida on charges of battery and kidnapping and false imprisonment. It involved an apparent domestic situation with his wife, an independent wrestler named Sue Young, and he has been suspended by the WWE. Statement did say that that violates any kind of policy and any kind of thing that would be going on with the WWE. So Rich Swann probably has no more future with
WWE. Not coming back.
Yeah.
When they say it's suspended indefinitely, they're saying you're not coming back, buddy.
The wrestling promotion The Crash is part of ways with Conan. He's been working as part of LAX and Impact Wrestling. He had also recently announced he was going to be the new writer for a startup company called Aro Lucha, that is fronted by the production team that used to work with Impact. So I don't know what that's going to do with Conan as far as what he's doing with LAX and Impact, Global Force, TNA, whatever you want to call them this week. So kind of interesting. Ring of Honor getting ready for something called Final Battle. You haven't watched much Ring of Honor, have you? Good stuff, man. I'm not, you know, I had Zane watch it, and he kind of enjoyed some of it. They're going to have Final Battle at the Hammerstein Ballroom in New York. Now, if you remember, the Hammerstein Ballroom was the first location of the very first Raw. If you remember when they were in the kind of that theater setting where they had several levels, that's the same ballroom. They're going to have the ROH Championship with Cody against Dalton Castle. The villain, Marty Scurll, he is going against Jay Lethal in a non-title match. Scurll is the IWGP, New Japan Wrestling champ. Tag team championship, the Motor City Machine Guns, Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin defend against best friends, Trent Beretta, who used to be a WWE star, and Chucky T. Now, here's going to be a good one. This one will steal the match as far as the night goes at Final Battle. World TV Championship, Four Corners Elimination. Shane Taylor takes on the last real man in professional wrestling, Silas Young, versus one of my favorite young competitors, Punishment Martinez. You ever seen this dude?
No.
Zane did. He's awesome. He really is good. And they're taking on the champ, Kenny King. Kenny King has had stints with the WWE and TNA also. Matt Taven takes on Will Ospreay. Will Ospreay was involved in that great match with Ricochet last year, called the match of the year, a lot of people. And then here's one that we need to talk about. New York City Street Fight. Jay Mark Briscoe, the Briscoe brothers, taking on Bully Ray and Tommy Dreamer. Now, if you'll remember, just a couple of months ago, we were talking about Bully Ray being injured in a match for real. This was not a story. I mean, he got a table right in the head near the eye, and he was told his wrestling career was over. I don't know if it's just going to be a one and done so he can get his revenge against the Briscoes. And then Tommy Dreamer, who is also part of House of Hardcore, and they're going to be having this match with ROH. Speaking of House of Hardcore, our friend the MK Bandit that we've had on the podcast with us, and he's also part of our Turnbuckle Trash family, he's working now with the House of Hardcore.
Wow.
And you can see his performance on twitch.tv, and you can see some of the House of Hardcore there. So kind of interesting. That's good for him. So you have anything else?
That's it for me.
You want one movie note? Well, a couple of movie notes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. A couple of movie notes. The Rock is going to get a star on the Walk of Fame. Matter of fact, today on the Walk of Fame, Hollywood, Dwayne The Rock Johnson gets a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. His movie is coming out right now with Kevin Hart, Jumanji. And my niece got to see a special showing of it. Said it's hilarious.
Really?
Yeah. A couple other notes. The John Cena movie coming out, animated. Ferdinand the Bull. It's an animated feature. They use an old 60s surf song called The Surfing Bird. And they're going, the bull, 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 the bull. It's pretty funny stuff. But John's getting great reviews on this. And then finally, there's a movie news about Brock Lesnar.
No.
Brock Lesnar is set to play Victor Drago.
Creed? The whole Creed 2 thing?
Creed 2. Now, remember Drago?
Creed, right?
Yeah, he killed Creed in the, which movie? Rocky 4?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and his father was the one that killed Creed. Creed is the son of Apollo Creed, and Sylvester Stallone tweeted it out that Brock Lesnar was going to portray this Russian, the son, Victor Drago. One quick thing. You know, you got on me for watching Arrow.
Yeah.
Last night watching Arrow.
Yeah.
Season 5 on DVD, and the storyline goes that in the first season, the Arrow, Oliver Queen, had a list of people that had failed this city, and he went around killing people. So last night, they went back and were talking about that first season. And he said, yeah, they were on the list. And I went immediately into my Chris Jericho. You just made the list. My wife lost it. You stupid idiot. The list of Jericho lives.
You just made the list.
That enough? You had enough of me yet?
The crap.
It was hilariously funny. Ha 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 ha.
Does that do it for your news and rumors?
I am done.
Are you sure? Would you sit still? What the crap are you doing over there? Stop it. Sit still. Oh my gosh.
I'm standing up.
Like a 5-year-old.
I'm anxious. I've been awake since 4:30 this morning at the radio station. Yeah. Since 4:30 this morning, and it's 2:30.
All right, well, we're about to wrap it up here. One more break, and then we're going to get our SmackDown predictions for Clash of Champions, tie it up, and get out of here so I don't have to watch Dave freaking fidget for the next 20 minutes. Don't shake your butt at me.
Can
you're
I
listening
spin
to
like a fidget spinner? Oh, my fidget.
You're listening to Turnbuckle Trash here at Dave Denton, Andre Salvelson, presented by Geeks of the Industry. Don't shake your butt at me.
Just my fidget spinner.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
The greatest wrestler in the history of wrestling? He was so good that he wore an outfit with the words fair play written across it. Like, I'm so good, I don't even need to cheat to beat you. It's kind of my idol.
You're changing your Depends over to diapers.
I send them to deletion.
Depends over to diapers.
Delete.
Some preparation H.
And that's how we return back to Turnbuckle Trash. LJ Salveson, Dave Denton. Dave always well prepared for anything and everything that comes at him. You know, I remember when we used to have a producer here at Cash Valley Radio, and I will not mention his name, but he used to ask us all sorts of questions about producing. So your job is to push buttons for the announcer and, you know, get him on the air. Well, this gentleman who I speak of would ask you, so what if like a tornado hits us? What do we do? What if the light pole falls off the stand and it hits the press box? What should I do here as a producer? What if lightning like hits and takes the power out? And I finally just told him, you know what? Get in the fetal position, grab your ankles, and you just start screaming like a banshee. You'll be okay. He's like, okay. Well, 3 weeks later, I get a phone call from this individual who's producing a Utah State women's game or something. Ajay, the power went out. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Be prepared for anything. Hey, we're gonna wrap it up here. Let's get our quick predictions for 2017 WWE Clash of Champions. Whoopity dude. Again, this event, kickoff show starts at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 5-hour time.
Whippity-a.
The event starts at 8 p.m., 6 p.m. our time. Of course, it'll be on pay-per-view.
Or on the WWE Network. Free for 30 days. Then after that, only $9.99. You get all the programming.
I'm going to wait till spring when WrestleMania comes up, add my wife's account to it, and get it for free.
Free.
All right, let's start with the first one. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn versus Randy Orton and Shinsuke
Nakamura.
Of course, Shane McMahon and General Manager Daniel Bryan will be the special guest referees of this match. I love to put the quotation marks on this one. WWE careers of Owens and Zayn are on the line in this match. No, they're not.
I predict mass confusion, double count. Here's what we'll have. My prediction that Sami Zayn will be pinned and Shinsuke Nakamura will be pinned. Both referees, 1, 2, 3 at the same time. Double count out, and then pushing and shoving. Then, get away from me!
Yeah, there's going to be no winner in this match.
No winner.
There's going to be a count out. WWE Championship, AJ Styles, your champion, versus Jinder Mahal. This serves as a Mahal's official rematch after Styles took a title from him at Survivor Series. We still have no stipulations as of yet, and it looks like we may not. Who do you got?
Tough one to say. I think it'll stay with AJ Styles, even though you'll have Lenny and Squeaky, the Samil brothers, some sort of interference one way or the other. I can't tell whether they'll turn on Jinder or whether they will turn on AJ Styles, but I bet that they'll wind up back at NXT very, very quickly.
AJ Styles gets the win. Charlotte Flair, assuming Natalya gets her rematch, and we all kind of expected that she would, but it ends up being a lumberjack match versus Charlotte Flair. I've got Charlotte Flair winning.
I think Charlotte will win.
I have Charlotte retaining her title. United States Championship match, Baron Corbin versus Bobby Roode, and versus Dolph Ziggler. Of course, Baron Corbin is your champion right now, as of right now. Will that change by the end of the match of the end Sunday night?
I think it will be glorious. The match will be glorious. Bobby Roode will win.
I've got Dolph Ziggler winning.
Really?
Yeah, I'm wrong. But I just love Dolph Ziggler, so I'm going to pick
too.
Him. Tag Team Championship match, the Usos, your current champions, versus Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin, along with The New Day and Rusev and Aiden English.
This is for the Tag Championship?
Yep, Fatal 4-Way, despite neither of the champions nor the challengers being involved, as Rusev English beat New Day. So we just got pure chaos and no good storyline here.
Oh, I like it.
Do you really?
I like it, and I think it will be Rusev Day. Aiden English and Rusev will win the tag team champion.
The Usos been holding on to this title for way too long. I think Rusev and Aiden win as well.
Wow.
Yep. The Bludgeon Brothers.
Bludgeon. The Bludgeon Brothers.
The Blues Brothers versus Breezango. this was the last match added to the card.
It's going to be on the pre-show.
Yeah, be a pre-show. So
blah, blah,
grab your popcorn, pizza, and drinks while you are watching this match. Breezango wins. I don't know why, and I don't care.
No. Bludgeon Brothers.
Okay. Mojo Rawley versus Zack Ryder.
Another pre-show.
No development in this feud. No storyline in this feud.
Well, there is a little bit. I mean, they were part of the Hype Bros, and then Mojo turned on them, and it's a way to put Mojo over as a heel.
Yeah, I think Elmo wins.
Tickle me?
Again, that's your WWE Clash of Champions 2017 at the
Boston, TD Garden, isn't it?
Yeah, TD Garden there in Boston, Massachusetts again. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus Randy Orton and Shinsuke.
Nakamura.
WWE Championship, AJ Styles, your current title holder, versus Jinder Mahal. Women's Championship, Charlotte Flair, your current title holder, versus Natalya in a lumberjack match. Baron Corbin, who's your current title holder, versus Bobby Roode, versus Dolph Ziggler in the U.S. title match. Tag Team Championship will be the Usos, current champions, versus Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin, versus The New Day and Rusev and Aiden English. The Bludgeon Brothers, the Blues Brothers versus Breezango, Mojo Rawley versus Zack Ryder are your two pre-show matches. That's Dave Denton. I'm AJ Salison. Again, a special thanks to Chris Evans, to Zane Peterson, to Geeks of the Industry, to Larry Jackson, to
MSR,
to AJ Salison.
We want to thank you?
Yes, we're going to thank me because I am to be thanked.
Thank you, Juice.
By the way, there's pizza in the freaking break room. Did you know that? Or in a conference room?
I don't like pizza.
What?
I don't like pizza.
Well, I don't like you anymore.
I don't like pancakes either. You love pancakes, too. Can you believe it? No pizza, no pancakes, and as fat as I am, the body made by Snicker bars.
You suck.
Suck down them Snicker bars.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
I'm going to get some pizza. That's Dave Den. I'm AJ Salison. You've been listening to Turnbuckle Trash.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, and in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
End of the new year.
The end so it's new year.
Oh wait, sorry, the end of an era.
Every day should be Rusev.
Ready? Okay.
As long as I get paid.
Rusev Day. Bring me some cake.
This isn't a Dave catching up with Zane cast. This is a professional wrestling podcast, huh? So, Dave, you have a cheap friend. So I did not purchase a Ultimate Warrior tag team action figure.
Let me tell you, I'd do the same thing to you, Zane. I would do the same for you. I wouldn't buy you nothing, man. Because you know what? I'm a cheap SOB myself.